Once I was invited to a dinner with some brothers in faith. As we talked, one of them asked his wife what she would do if he were to pass away. With firmness, she responded that she would cremate him and keep his ashes in their bedroom to always feel that he was close by. That answer left me surprised. Therefore, today I decided to address the theme of cremation and share my reflections on it. In this video, we will explore this issue in light of the Bible and answer the most common questions, such as, is it a sin to cremate the dead? Can a Christian opt for cremation? What is the biblical perspective on this? This video promises to be deep and enlightening, offering valuable information to strengthen our convictions as Christians. Before we proceed, how about supporting this video with a like and subscribing to the channel if you haven't done so yet? And don't forget to activate the notification bell to stay updated on new videos. In our postmodern society, including within the Christian community, many controversies arise regarding cremation. Despite this, it is essential to examine this practice in the light of Scripture. Cremation has become increasingly common in many countries, and its popularity is expected to continue growing. In the United States, for example, more than half of the population now prefers cremation over traditional burial. Let's define what cremation is. It is the reduction of a body to ashes through heat in a crematory furnace. Any body can be cremated, except those contaminated by radiation or radioactive substances. During the process, the body is placed in a coffin and taken to the cremation chamber, where the extremely high temperatures transform the body into bone fragments in a few hours. These fragments are then cleaned and pulverized until they become a fine powder, which is given to the family. The Bible mentions cremation on two occasions. One of them is in the book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 25, where Achan and his family were stoned and then burned for having sinned against God. However, it is crucial to understand that this was not a practice or divine commandment on how to treat the dead, but a punishment for certain offenses. In the first book of Samuel, chapter 31, verses 11 to 13, there is another record of cremation when the valiant men of Jabesh-Gilead retrieved and burned the bodies of Saul and his sons after their death. I remember a striking event when the bodies of Saul and his sons, after being retrieved from the wall of Beth-shan, were taken to Jabesh. There they were burned, a necessary measure given the mutilated condition of the bodies, and perhaps out of fear of further desecration by the Philistines. The incineration was not complete. The bones were preserved, which were later buried under a large tree. In the Old Testament, we find indirect mentions of the practice of cremation. While burning with fire was a legal punishment for certain serious offenses, as we read in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 14, where it says, "If a man marries both a woman and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, so that there is no wickedness among you." And in chapter 21, verse 9, "The daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by whoring, profanes her father, she shall be burned with fire." Cremation of bodies is surrounded by various theories and beliefs. Some see it as a sin that could interfere with resurrection, while others do not see much importance in the form of burial. But let's discover what the Bible really says about this. Although the Bible does not specifically mention cremation, it condemns the practice of burning people alive as a sacrifice, something common among idolatrous nations. The Bible also teaches the importance of providing a dignified burial, as evidenced by Abraham's attitude in acquiring a burial site for his wife Sarah. In Genesis chapter 23, verses 3 and 4, Abraham says, "I am a stranger and a sojourner among you. Give me a property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight." The practice of burial in the ground is fundamental throughout biblical literature, laying the foundation for post-biblical Jewish tradition. According to the Sanhedrin tractate, the rabbis discuss the importance of burial, citing Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. "And if a man has committed a crime punishable by death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall bury him the same day. For a hanged man is cursed by God. You shall not defile your land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. It is essential to reflect on these teachings and consider how they apply to the modern context of cremation, always seeking to align our practices with biblical principles and respect for human dignity. I remember studying the laws of Maimonides and how he explains the precept of the Torah about burying the executed on the same day of their death. This commandment, which also applies to other deceased persons, highlights the importance of dignified and immediate burial. The Talmud reinforces that this is the basis for requiring burial in the ground for all people. In Jewish law, it is believed that the human body belongs to the Creator. It is only lent to us, who are the guardians, but we do not have the right to alter it in any way. This includes prohibitions against self-mutilation and tattoos, and requires that we take all necessary measures to maintain our physical integrity. This principle also extends after death, prohibiting any mutilation of the dead. Let's see what Genesis chapter 3, verse 19 tells us. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. For Jewish thought, this verse reaffirms the only way to dispose of our mortal remains, aligning us with the natural cycle. We come from the earth, and to it we must return. Jewish tradition insists that any unnatural interference in this process, whether by preserving the body beyond death, as in embalming, or by accelerating decomposition, as in cremation, is prohibited. Rabbi Steinmetz points out that even if Jewish law did not specifically require burial in the ground, the millennial practice of burying the dead in the ground is a fundamental part of our religion and culture. Dear listeners, now that we better understand the biblical and Jewish convictions on this subject, I would like to present a reflection from Professor David Jones, a specialist in Christian ethics. He challenges us with three fundamental questions. What moral norms apply here? Which method best demonstrates the love of God and love for neighbor? And which method would give greater glory to God? Christian funerals are not just a way to say goodbye to bodies, but Christ-centered events that witness the message and hope of the gospel. Therefore, it is important to ponder these questions before making decisions about practices such as cremation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, Paul reminds us, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." This truth leads us to reflect on how we honor God, even in death. As believers, indwelt by the Spirit of God, how could we consider cremation, knowing that our body is a sacred temple? I invite each of you to reflect on these truths and reach your own conclusions, always seeking ways to glorify God in all circumstances of life, even in death. Understanding these deep spiritual truths, let's now discuss more about how these practices impact our community and our Christian testimony. At the heart of the debate over cremation versus burial is our view of death and the body afterward. The Bible offers us clear examples of respect and honor for the bodies of the deceased. Let us remember the care of Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus as they prepared Jesus' body for burial. They used fine linen and myrrh, following Jewish customs to ensure that even in death, the body was treated with dignity and respect. This care in dealing with the dead reflects not only a respect for the person who has passed, but also a respect for God's creation and the hope of resurrection. As Paul explains in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 14, "We should not grieve as those who have no hope, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Thus, the way we choose to deal with the bodies of our loved ones reflects our beliefs about life, death, and resurrection. Choosing burial over cremation can be seen as an affirmation of our faith in the resurrection of the body and the value that God places on every part of creation. So, when considering cremation, we should ask ourselves, Does this practice align with the honor and respect that the Bible teaches we should have for the body? Are we adequately reflecting our faith in the resurrection and the intrinsic value that God assigns to human creation? Moreover, it is important to consider the impact of our choices on those left behind. Burial rituals provide a space for mourning and recognition of loss, crucial aspects for the process of emotional and spiritual healing. They allow the community to gather, share memories, and offer comfort to one another. Finally, when making choices about funeral practices, we should always seek ways that glorify God and convey the message of the gospel. This includes carefully considering how our choices affect not only our family and friends, but also our witness to the outside world. Dear brothers and sisters, may our reflection on these themes be guided by divine wisdom and the love we have for our Creator and for one another. May our decisions, even those involving the end of earthly life, always be a testimony of our faith and hope in the Lord. Thank you for dedicating this time to reflect with me on these important issues. May God bless each one of you with peace, wisdom, and consolation in the Lord, today and always. In conclusion, we have explored a variety of perspectives on the topic of cremation, considering biblical teachings, Jewish traditions, and Christian ethical reflections. We have sought to understand how our choices regarding the treatment of our bodies after death can reflect our faith, honor God, and provide comfort to our loved ones. The key takeaway is that, as Christians, our ultimate goal should be to glorify God in all aspects of our lives, including our death and the decisions surrounding it. As Paul so profoundly stated, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and they belong to God. Therefore, let us strive to make decisions that honor Him, demonstrate our hope in the resurrection, and provide a testimony of His love and power to those around us. Thank you once again for joining me in this reflection. May God guide each of us in making decisions that honor Him and bring peace to our hearts. Amen. In our journey as believers, it is important to recognize that the treatment of our physical bodies after death carries significant theological and emotional weight. The Bible provides us with examples and principles that guide us in making these decisions. For instance, the care and respect shown towards the bodies of the deceased, as seen in the burial of Jesus, highlight the importance of dignity in death. The story of Jesus' burial is a profound example. After his crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea, a secret disciple of Jesus, boldly approached Pilate to request Jesus' body. Pilate granted his request, and Joseph, along with Nicodemus, took Jesus' body, wrapped it in linen cloths with spices, and laid it in a new tomb, John 19:38-42. This act of care and respect underscores the significance of providing a dignified burial. Moreover, the Old Testament consistently emphasizes the importance of burial. In Genesis 23, Abraham goes to great lengths to secure a burial place for his wife Sarah, purchasing the cave of Machpelah. This narrative underscores the cultural and spiritual significance of having a designated resting place for the deceased. Jewish tradition, deeply rooted in the Old Testament, further reinforces the practice of burial. The Talmud elaborates on the importance of burial and prohibits cremation, reflecting a deep respect for the human body as God's creation. The preservation of the body after death is seen as a continuation of the reverence due to a life created in God's image. Theological reflections on the body and resurrection also play a crucial role in this discussion. The Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, speaks extensively about the resurrection of the dead. He draws a parallel between the resurrection of the body and the resurrection of Christ, emphasizing that our bodies, though perishable now, will be raised imperishable. This future hope underscores the value and importance of our physical bodies, even in death. Understanding the biblical and theological foundations, we turn to the ethical implications of our decisions regarding cremation and burial. Professor David Jones's reflection challenges us to consider three fundamental questions. What moral norms apply here? Which method best demonstrates the love of God and love for neighbor, and which method would give greater glory to God. The moral norms are grounded in Scripture's teaching about the body and resurrection. The respect and care for the body in burial reflect our acknowledgement of God's creation and the hope of resurrection. The method that best demonstrates the love of God and neighbor is one that aligns with these biblical principles and offers comfort and hope to the grieving community. The act of burial, as practiced throughout biblical history and Jewish tradition, offers a tangible expression of these values. It provides a space for mourning, remembrance, and the affirmation of hope in the resurrection. While cremation is not explicitly condemned in the Bible, the weight of tradition and theological reflection leans towards burial as a practice that honors the body and aligns with the hope of resurrection. Ultimately, our decisions should seek to glorify God. The way we handle our bodies in death is a testament to our faith and the message of the gospel. It reflects our belief in the sanctity of the body, the hope of resurrection, and the reverence due to God's creation. As we navigate these decisions, it is important to approach them with prayer, seeking God's wisdom and guidance. Each family and individual must consider their circumstances, cultural context, and personal convictions. In doing so, we can make choices that honor God, provide comfort to loved ones, and bear witness to the hope we have in Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, may this reflection encourage you to delve deeper into the Scriptures, seek God's guidance, and make decisions that glorify Him in all aspects of life, including the end of our earthly journey. May we always remember that our hope is in the resurrection and that our ultimate home is with the Lord. Thank you for taking this time to reflect with me on these important issues. May God bless each one of you with peace, wisdom, and the assurance of His love and grace. Amen.